the Carnival Development Corporation, the CDC, Ricardo Adams, announced that the 24-hour operation of the popular street bars is again being allowed this year. However, Mr. Adams said there will be some restrictions.
Last year, we returned to the 24-hour operation of the street bars. And in consultation with our number one partner this year, we're again allowing the 24-hour operation of street bars. Of course, when we say 24 hours, we normally close on Sunday morning to allow for the people to go to church and to worship. So we don't want to disturb that. But other than that, and sometimes those in the areas close to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we also limit the hours on the Saturday. But other than that, we will be able to go. For those of you who think you have the stamina, you'll be able to go around the clock at the street bars in Kingstown.
Mr. Adams disclosed that the CDC has introduced an innovation for the Raga and Soca Monarch competitions called the Wild Card.
That we introduced something yesterday called the Wild Card, where the general public can pick any artist that they want to see on the show. I just got a little bit of stats. We introduced that around about 11 o'clock yesterday. We've had 3,700 votes so far. So people are really buying into the concept of my being able as a youngster to pick who I really want to see on stage, apart from those who the judges have also selected. So we're not taking anybody out. All the persons who went through the judging and got selected, they're all in. We're just adding that option of the wild card.
And Mr. Adams highlighted some of the other activities which will be held during the final 10 days of Vinci Mass.
On Sunday the 5th, the Mash Gras, that is again our kings and queens of the bands and our Calypso finalists. Monday the 6th, we have Juve and the Monday Jam. We've had a number of bands coming back in this year. I know CEO is going to want me to make special mention of the Monkey Band, which was exciting last year. And I can tell you, I played. I don't know what happened to my pants. I think I had to throw it away afterwards. But it was a really innovative and exciting opportunity. JKL is one of our champions of the reintroduction of what has been a lost traditional part of the Vinci culture, the Monkey Band and the Boozy Back. I'm sure many of you remember running from the Monkey Band and the Boozy Back on Back Street when they were coming up. Many of you slightly older ones, because we have some young people here who never saw it before, perhaps last year. All right, so it was a traditional part of our Juve celebrations and our carnival celebrations. So there's a strong effort to reintroduce, because we've got to keep reconnecting with the culture.
Chairman of the Carnival Development Corporation, Ricardo Adams. I'm Narissa Sandy with today's Carnival Update.